Everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:31 p.m. on the 12th of July, 2020. I thought I would start out the program with some clips, and these come from the Alex Jones Show, and it's a doctor talking about the COVID-19.
Funny thing, I'll just tell you a true story. So last night there was a political event. I moderated a panel that was speaking at a political event. And afterward, I met someone who had attended the event, is a doctor here in Texas, and not in Dallas, in Midland, Texas. And he has been working also dealing with COVID-19 patients, coronavirus patients. The article is up again on our website, AmericaCanWeTalk.org. An article about him says, called Local Doctor Believes He Has Found Silver Bullet for COVID-19. We had a great conversation after the meeting last night. And on the spot, I said, why don't you come into my show tomorrow? And gratefully, he was available. So here you have, we have joining us in studio, our new friend, Dr. Richard Bartlett. Hello, sir.
Debbie, I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
I'm grateful you could be here. And I would love to just have you dive right in. Since I don't really know you, have you start with telling our listeners about your medical background.
Well, I've been practicing in Texas for 28 years. When Governor Perry started a new task force called the Health Disparities Task Force, he asked me to be on that task force. And the purpose was to give him advice so that all Texans can have access to quality health care. And that was a two-year appointment. After 2 years, he asked me, would you stay on one more year? And so that happened year after year for a total of 7 years. And a lot of good things happened. But I also have been the medical expert for CBS affiliate in West Texas for over 20 years. And I do a regular weekly update on COVID on the Talk 50, 550 AM talk radio in West Texas. And we've been doing that since the beginning of this drama.
Wow. Okay.
And so I'm also an author and do medical missions in other countries. And so I've seen a lot of disaster all over the world. But I want to say, echo everything you said in your first 5 minutes. I agree 100%. We already have an answer for this. And to put things in perspective, let's look around the world. You know, in the country of Taiwan, there's over 25 million people. They're stacked on top of each other. If they did social distancing, they'd be out in the ocean floating around.
Yeah.
There's not enough room for them to do social distancing. But guess how many people have died to date during the whole pandemic in Taiwan? 7. As many people as you can stack in a minivan going down Central Expressway. And so the next time your viewers see a minivan, think, oh, that's how many people have died in a country of 24 million people.
That
now, I'm going to tell you. Yes, and I'm going to tell you why that's the situation. It's the situation also in Japan. 121 million people in Japan. They've had less than 1,000 people die during the whole pandemic. Singapore. Only 12 people have died in the whole country during the whole pandemic. Iceland, well, that's not possible according to what we're being told in the mainstream media, but that's reality. Anyone can look it up. You can even look at the Johns Hopkins COVID website, and you'll see those numbers. They're hidden in there, but I'm pointing them out. Because
all right, that's key. We're going to come back next segment and play more where he gets into the one particular drug. But again, it's in all the literature that many pneumonias kill you not from the virus replicating and actually destroying the tissue, but your body has an autoimmune response. Those are the ones you die of sometimes in 24, 48 hours. The lungs just expand with inflammation and you die. It's not just the fluid. They just completely expand and shut down. And it's just mainline thousands of studies that when somebody's dying, before they even put a ventilator on you, they will give you an anti-inflammatory. But they don't want that discussed. Because they want to have the problem never end. They want the panic. They want the fear. They want the tracking. They want the control to make you stay in your house, the forced inoculations, and the trillions they're going to make on the vaccines and expensive drugs that Fauci and Bill Gates openly are invested in with criminal conflict of interest in your face. We'll be right back to expose these murdering criminals. Stay with us.
Well, I thought that would be interesting for people to hear about some different perspectives on this whole coronavirus thing. Anyway, I thought I would cover a little bit about the New World Order at the beginning of the show. I kind of lump all this into the New World Order. What is MRC-5? These are aborted fetal cells that are used in vaccines. And there's it's MRC-5. It stands for Medical Research Council Cell Strain 5. And back in the 1960s, they took a 14-week-old aborted fetus, and then they took lung tissue out of it and inserted virus in there, and that became the vaccine for a couple different things. So this is what they're doing. They're using aborted fetal tissue in vaccine development. You can look it right up on Wikipedia. They have, I think, what they call cell factories now to grow these cell cultures. So they don't really need to go back to aborted fetuses. So I'm not sure that they are anymore. So anyway, immortalized cell lines is a population of cells from a multicellular organism, which because of mutation, they really don't die. They just keep producing and producing and producing. And this is one of the reasons they use these cells. But of course, who knows what having that other RNA and DNA in your body is actually going to do. There's something you should be concerned about the vaccines too, is what they call iatrogenic reactions. It's an adverse reaction caused by multiple compounds or drugs reacting with each other. And why is this all happening? Well, Billy calls it the Secret Dark Order in Kelk der Wahrheit, or the Goblet of Truth book. And the Secret Dark Order is trying to gain control of the world. People like George Soros is involved in this. Other organizations like the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, other groups, the Club of Rome. They want to create a one world government. They spend a lot of time with World War I and World War II, which these two things were meant to start the world government. They thought that, you know, people would be so disgusted by war that they would join the League of Nations, and then we'd be kind of given to the will of the world government, which would keep us at peace. However, that didn't work. So they've decided to destroy national identities. And that's what they're doing with the United States now. And you hear Antifa chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. So they want to destroy these borders, particularly in the US, so that we don't have, we're not autonomous, that we really have to listen to exactly what the League of Nations or the United Nations say. Don't forget about the caravan invasion from Central America. I don't know if it's still happening or not. They don't talk about it on the news at all. A leftist billionaire, George Soros, was the one funding the caravan that's been heading north out of South America. They also want to destroy the middle class, and that's what these shutdowns are doing. You know, the coronavirus shutdowns are destroying the middle class. They're destroying small businesses who need the income, the continual income. The people that work for the small businesses are losing their jobs. This is a very terrible thing. And I think the biggest loser from the coronavirus is the American middle class. But this is the goal. You see, this is actually what they want. They want to create this kind of chaos because they want to break up the U.S. And the Meyer information has talked about two potential civil wars in the U.S. and about the U.S. breaking up into five different areas. Hopefully that doesn't happen. The other thing they want to do is destroy the family. and they've encouraged fornication. They've created a lot of pornography, which results in a lot of unwed mothers. And then there's the family disintegration is one of the ideologies, I should say, from Marxism. So they concluded that in order to maintain control of the people, it would be necessary to destroy the family and then restructure it. So, in other words, your family becomes the government then, which is a horrific idea. Another crazy thing that the New World Order wants to do is to create humanity genderless. They want to have a class of androgynous beings. And I believe only the upper 1% will be allowed to have normal sex. The lower class will not have normal sex. There'll be some other mechanism for reproduction, but it won't be normal sex. I don't think the lower class will be like an androgynous human being. There'll be two main groups in society. The 1%, the rich, the elite, and the 99% of the people that have no gender, no rights, and really probably no ability for independent thinking at that point if they get their way. So this is the way we're moving. The other thing that the global elite want to do is put a chip in everyone and control you by the chip. And in page 67 of the Goblet of Truth, it says, "And it will be increasingly the case that you human beings will be treated like animals for the slaughter, implanted with electric data chips by means of which you will be completely controlled and robbed of freedom by the authorities, the public officials, the governments. Although in your ignorance, you will think that you live as free human beings, although you're in fact servants of the government. Mind control of the masses." Just look on CNN, turn on CNN and you'll see Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird is a large-scale program of the United States Central Intelligence Agency, and it began in the 1950s, and they started to manipulate the news media for propaganda purposes. And according to writer Deborah Davis, Operation Mockingbird recruited journalists who got involved in this propaganda. So William J. Casey, the head of the CIA, says, "We'll know our information program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." So this is what's being done to us right now. We're being mind controlled. So be careful what you watch, what you believe. The fifth goal of the elite, they want the destruction of religion, particularly the Christian religion, I believe. They want to take the rights and freedoms away from the public, and they're creating a tyranny over our consciousness. And this is also talked about in the Goblet of Truth. The Roman Catholic Church that inherited the practices of the inhuman Roman Imperium, establishing an evil consciousness-conditioned tyranny in the place of the former Roman military tyranny. So instead of a military tyranny, we are under the tyranny of our consciousness. And that tyranny started out as political correctness. Now, I think it's even gone beyond political correctness now. Many conservative voices are being removed from YouTube, Facebook, and such. Eventually, they want to merge us with machines. That's called transhumanism. That's a whole nother program we could probably do on that. But I think that's probably enough for another day. If you're new to the program, and we get new subscribers fairly often. So, and if you go to Contemplate Creation on YouTube, you can see these shows when everything's cleaned up and there's nice images and things. It really makes a big difference. So if you don't know who Billy Meyer is, he is a man in his middle 80s. He's from Switzerland. He lives in a place they call Hinterschmidrudi, which is about 35 kilometers east of Zurich. In about 1943, he started to get telepathic messages from a man named Svath, who was an extraterrestrial human. I know that's a concept most people are not aware of, but most extraterrestrials are human, very human looking. They may not be exactly Homo sapiens sapiens like us, but you cannot visibly see any difference between them and us, because the universe is consistent in evolution. Most scientists believe all the conditions will be totally different on these other worlds. No, there will be some differences in conditions, and there'll be some differences in people, but you're going to see much consistency. Svath's people call themselves the Pleiaren, although they're not from our Pleiades. They've been called the Pleiadians. They reside some 80 light years beyond our Pleiades in a different space-time configuration. They came to their solar system 230,000 years ago, I believe, and where they left Lyra Vega, and under the leadership of a king of wisdom named Asael, they started terraforming three worlds. One world, called Era, looks very much like the Earth. And that's where Svath came from. And his people have been like 50,000 years without war. They understand that our universe has a consciousness, and that this universe is called the creation. It is a different kind of living being. We have passive life on Earth and active life. Active life would be like a human being, an animal, even plants, I guess you could call active life. What's called passive life is rocks, sand, stones, metals, those kind of things. The creation encompasses our whole universe. It is a super intelligence. It is called a Wesenheit because it has no personality, whereas human beings and animals have personalities and a free will. The creation doesn't really have that much free will. It's completely dedicated to these creational natural laws like brotherly love and striving and the law of harmony and the law of system and order. So down to the tiniest building block, the universal consciousness is dedicated to striving, improving, evolving. And that's one of the creational natural laws we need to follow. We really need to follow all of them as much as we can. The law of harmony says that we think in neutral, positive terms, so we're not overly positive or overly negative. Okay, I had to throw in an overview somewhere because there's so much specific information. To put it all together gives you a lot more meaning. But I'm going to read a little something from Contact Report 238, which talks about the Pearl Harbor situation. And most people, I think, know today that we really knew that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked. So I hope this isn't a big shocker for anybody. But what you may not know is the reason we wanted them to attack us is not only because we would get into the war, but because we wanted to use some of our bombs, our special bombs. So let me read this. This is Billy, And it's Contract Report 238, and he's talking to Patel, who was the extraterrestrial who was in charge of the mothership. Let's just put it that way. Billy says, good. If I still remember correctly, you explained to me at that time that through their spies and through the CIA, the American government was fully comprehensively informed that the Japanese Air Force would attack the American fleet in Pearl Harbor in the early morning hours of December 7, 1941, and would certainly destroy it. This would happen practically without the Americans' resistance, because they were not at all interested in defense. According to your explanation, those responsible in the American government of that time quite consciously sacrificed thousands of Marines, others belonging to the Army, as well as their flagship Arizona and many other ships, with the intention, on one hand, to have a convincing basis for attack against Japan in order to be able to carry out official atomic bomb tests on real objects. So the reason they allowed the whole thing with Pearl Harbor is because they wanted to have real objects to blow up with these atomic bombs. This is insane. It's beyond belief. For which the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were sought out, and secondly, to prove their war power and greatness. When they atomically destroyed two cities and annihilated hundreds of thousands of human lives with only two bombs, and made many cripples and programmed birth defects on which the scientists could then drive forward relevant studies. Therefore, the then American government and the initiated scientists, military, and other kinds of criminals quite consciously sent their own people to death, let an entire fleet be destroyed, and committed a war crime without compare with the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and with the murdering of hundreds of thousands of humans, as well as their mutation and evoked birth defects, without the truth being known until now in the public world, and without the Americans having been brought to justice for that, as it was also with many other cases of war crimes and crimes against humanity which the Americans have committed. We don't think of dropping the atomic bombs as war crimes. But if that's not a war crime, what is? I mean, if you're going to destroy hundreds of thousands of people with a single bomb, that seems like it could qualify as a war crime. But we don't think of it that way, do we? I've never thought of it that way. It's because we're kind of brainwashed. Remember Operation Mockingbird that I just talked about? It's been going on a long time. Okay, Patah says, this is what I spoke about then. That is correct. But the truth about the Americans will also, however, not simply fade away. Rather, it will strive for the light, whereby sooner or later, their atrocities will also be exposed, even if they are so shrouded and made secret, and in the denying of the truth are initially always managed in silence. So anyway, very stunning thing. Maybe we can continue that on another day. In the last 5 minutes here, I'll talk a little bit about the Might of Thoughts book, Mokhtar Gedanken, which I can't believe I don't even have beside me. That's very strange. I always have the books out when I talk about these things. And from page 30, very interesting statement in the Might of Thoughts book says, every thought which is formed in the consciousness, or which enters it and establishes itself there, develops into the tremendous might which is able to control everything. So notice that it says every thought which establishes itself in the consciousness. So what does establish mean? To set up, like an organization, a system, a set of rules on a firm and permanent basis. So once these thoughts are established, they're firm and they're kind of permanent. Establish means to introduce, to cause, to grow, to multiply, to found something. An institute is an example, to establish a university, to establish a medical practice. So some synonyms for establish our setup, start, begin, put in place, initiate, institute, form, found, create, inaugurate, organize, lay the foundations of, build, construct. So all these concepts also apply to your thoughts. So you want to establish healthy, neutral, positive thoughts. And a neutral, positive thought, you could say, a person with neutral positive thoughts can say, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic. I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my own fortune, the creator of my own good luck. I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts, I clarify my thoughts. It is the nature of the thoughts that by their might alone every conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. But I know that life throws difficulties at me from time to time. I'm going to have to deal with them. So that's the negative inclusion. The negative inclusion kind of takes the positive and makes it a neutral positive. Once you get a thought in the consciousness, once a thought has emerged, it continues and it reproduces itself, just like a human being, just like a plant, just like an animal. So the thoughts reproduce themselves in order to create from it sooner or later an action or a quality and so forth. So the thought will produce an action or it will produce a quality in the person that has that thought. So reproduce means to copy, to establish, means to create something very similar in terms of, you know, that's what happens with reproduction. Namely, as a result of the thoughts which contain power and might within themselves, he or she is able to master his or her entire life. So that's the key, that's the goal. If you can master your thoughts, then you can master your life. So what's happening here? A thought can form in the consciousness, or it can enter into it from the outside, and this thought then establishes itself. You know, it institutes itself in your consciousness. And once it's established, it develops a tremendous might, and that thought can control everything, so you better hope it's neutral positive. Otherwise, you can have lots of problems. The thought then reproduces itself, and you will take action based on that thought, or it will produce a quality within you. So the thoughts can emerge from inner stimuli or from external perceptions. Maybe somebody said something to you, or you saw something on YouTube, and thoughts can generate successes. Or, with the thought, you can destroy your life or master your life. Well, anyway, folks, hope you've enjoyed the program. That's pretty much it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back on with more interesting stuff from the Meyer material. Thanks. Bye-bye.